Welcome to Conversations. My name is Kayleen Welsh, and I'm your host this week. And, you know, hey, it's Thanksgiving Day. So I'm excited to spend some time having conversation and some talk and discussion around Thanksgiving and Turkey Day and gratitude and what this is all about. And joining me today for this conversation and maybe to help us all get a little bit maybe primed for appreciation or something is my guest, Tatiana Kutara. Welcome, Tatiana.
Thank you.
I'm really glad to have you here and back behind the mic again. I mean, you and I have done a show in the past, but it was a number of years ago and, you know, just different topics. But there was something about when I was preparing for this show or thinking about, I want to do something for Thanksgiving that you came to mind for who I wanted to have here. And I really wasn't even sure why, but welcome.
I was going to ask you why, but I guess you don't know.
I don't really know. But at the same time, I guess I feel like you have some insight into the world in a way that is very interesting to me and that you can add to this conversation about, you know, this day of gratitude that's, you know, supposed to be what Thanksgiving is. And, you know, here we are, right? So let's just kind of settle in a little bit and fill me in a little bit on what you've been up to lately. I guess we haven't talked for a while yet.
You know, my life a couple in 2024, so it's, you know, technically last year, but it's been more than a year. I had a ski accident and I shattered my fibula and tibia right below the knee and had some extensive surgeries and things. And so I was not able to walk for about 6 months, and then I was still on crutches and gimpy for quite a while. And so, you know, that kind of threw everything, it changed everything for me. So what I've been up to is just, you know, trying to figure out what am I supposed to do now with my life, because I was a ski instructor. I went to a lot of different wellness fairs and psychic events and things like that. And I was just starting on a crew building houses with a local company. And, you know, it was kind of like my superstitious mind said, oh, well, maybe you're not supposed to do any of that anymore. Maybe that's the universe telling you this isn't the right path. And so I'm trying to figure out my right path.
I think that it helps me understand even a little bit why I wanted you as a guest, I think, because as, you know, as I reconsider this whole idea of a Thanksgiving holiday, you know, if I take that at its literal meaning of Thanksgiving, you know, I want to think about, like, what does that really mean? And do we do that? And how do, because I guess I feel like in the work that I've done for myself and in working with clients and just trying to understand the world, I've come to value gratitude, the whole mindset of, you know, being grateful for things and seeing the good and appreciating things. And as you talk about this journey that you've been on in the last couple of years, it's pretty difficult sometimes to think in the midst of those experiences, what does that add anything have to do with gratitude?
Yeah, everything. Because when you lose your legs, your ability to walk across a room, or even to, you know, when you have crutches, you can't just carry a cup of water across a room, you know, unless it's in a thermos with a handle somehow. You can't do the simple things that you are used to doing your whole life. You really get a new, and for a while, my right leg wasn't working. I'd look at it and I'd be like, come on, move, you know, where's my muscle? Am I paralyzed in my leg? You know, and took quite a while to be able to move it without just picking it up with my hands, and it's just dead weight. So, I couldn't go to the bathroom. I couldn't, you know, I needed somebody to help me to do everything. And it really, you know, now when I look back at, like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with, you know, I feel I'm in a bad situation for whatever reason, or I'm not being grateful. I look back to that and I think about, I'm so grateful that I regained my ability to walk. I can't run across a street yet, but I can ride my bike and I can walk and probably don't have much of a limp, if any, anymore. But I'm so grateful to have had that experience, and even how it has changed my life, because of that situation, I didn't get to go out for a long time. And then when my friend asked me, do you want to try and get to the Magpie, to the cafe there? And my very first time going out and going there, I was looking for somebody for her, you know? And I'm like, you know, I'm like, oh, what about that guy? What about that guy? You know? And she's like, no, you know, he's got to be the certain kind. And she'd say things like, well, what about that guy for you? I'm like, no, I don't care. I'm not interested in anybody. I'm just trying to live, you know, like I don't need a relationship. And that day I saw somebody that I was just like, who is that? Who is that man who has so much energy and beauty and light coming from him? And I ended up meeting him, and he has become, you know, my daily closest friend and love, and really my whole life has changed because of that. And I wouldn't have been there, you know, I wouldn't have seen him or met him. And so it's like, if I had to do it all over again and not have that accident and not meet him and not have all of the joy and the learning and the experiences and the love that I've had since that time, I would have to go through all that pain again.
That's the crazy thing about gratitude, isn't it? I mean, I think that's one of the crazy things about it, because there's something about finding that good stuff or that comes out of situations. And maybe it's, you know, we spend a lot of time kind of even labeling things good or bad, or, you know, oh, this terrible thing happened, or oh, no, how terrible that is. But at the same time, where does that come around again to where is it terrible, or is it steering us in a different direction or opening up something? It's just an interesting thing to think about. And I'm very appreciative of what you were talking about also, as far as, you know, when you don't have something, you know, when you can't, like, move your leg, you know, when you can't go to the bathroom by yourself. I mean, I don't know, when you can't do these things, it just requires such a level of vulnerability that maybe that's part of it, that opens up somehow. Thoughts on that?
I don't know why I jumped to this thought, but my thought was about a friend of mine who's always like, oh, woe is me, oh, this and this didn't work and that won't work, and oh, and part of me is just like, just, you know, take care of it, take care of yourself. And then, you know, I forget that people have chemical imbalances and people have, you know, dietary things that mess them up. And until I have those kind of feelings of my own self being dysregulated, I just think, why don't they just take care of it? Like, put a smile on, put your be straight, stand up straight, sit up straight, think good thoughts, be grateful. And so part of my remedy for all things that are less than perfect is, in my thoughts, is to remember that and be like, oh, I just start listing the things I'm grateful for, like the color of this blue room and the clock on the wall that will tell us when we're done or when we need to take a break, and these microphones and this amazing technology and the, you know, all of the things, my stupid phone that I tried to not make noise. I'm grateful for it.
We do appreciate those phones. Uh-huh, for sure. Yeah, and, you know, there is so many things to look around and be grateful for. And yet I think sometimes we just do. We really just most of the time just go right past it. And even on this holiday, you know, I struggle with that because I just see so much centered around you know, of course, football, which is not a bad thing. I mean, that's people gathering and having a good time. You know, certainly we gather around for food, which is fun, and family, you know, there's some of that, you know. At the same time, there's the shopping, and I don't know, I wonder, like, how well we really do as individuals, I guess, and then together as a collective, really acknowledge the good that we get, the good that we have. And to me, this whole day, whether it is or isn't, I mean, should be, in my humble opinion, should be about, like, you know, how do we celebrate, you know, together this really beautiful, abundant world that we live in, mm-hmm. this crazy mystery that we live amidst, that, like, even though things look bad, somehow they turn out good. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do we somehow, like, take this day and reclaim it? And yet I know it's a day of mourning for many. I know that it is a day that we understand from our history as maybe not the lovely rosy story that we've heard it to mm-hmm. be.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting story in its own right, even as we live in these interesting times that we do. What is accurate reporting? What mm-hmm. is accurate recording of history? Mm-hmm. You know, the stories yeah. that we've been told, you know, are they mm-hmm. true about, you know, how things have, I don't know, even come together here? So it's just so much feels like it's shifting and happening in the world. And yet on this day, I don't know, can we come to a place of gratitude? Why is that important? Mm-hmm. Can we slow down enough even between the football games or getting dinner on the table to, like, think about, like, what am I, like, really grateful for? Mm-hmm. Do I appreciate the fact that I have legs, or do I complain about, like, how achy I am, or mm-hmm. how, you know, whatever's wrong with my legs? Mm-hmm. How do we shift that, and why do we need to? What does it do for us?
I think even considering some of the things that we think to be bad, like that story about the guy who, you know, he was supposed to, his grandson was going to go off to the military, and the man said, the neighbor, whoever said, oh, that's too bad. And then he, how does it go? And he got on his horse yeah. and he
got bucked off and broke his leg or something.
Yeah, he broke his leg in the end, you know, the kid fell off the horse and broke his leg, and the guy was like, maybe, you know, that's too bad. Oh, my gosh. You guys need to look up the story, because it's really, we're doing it injustice. But it's to what is good and what is bad. And we could consider, like, oh, it's bad that such and such person is in power. It could be good that such and such other person could have been in power. We don't know. We don't know the catalyst that is being created right now through what is happening and the end result of it. Just like, you know, when Hitler was alive and the things that happened then, and I'm not saying that's what's happening now, but really bad, terrible, horrible things happened. And that changed the trajectory of humanity in many, many different ways. A lot of people had to escape, and they came to America, and they came on the boats, and they came to New York City, they came to Hollywood, they worked hard, they changed the demographics, and maybe we wouldn't even have Hollywood today. And some would say, well, that might be a good thing now because of what's in the news or whatever. But Hollywood has, and television and movies have changed and shaped our culture in ways that never would have happened if you follow it back, and that whole scenario had not happened, well, who would we be?
Right.
Is it good? Is it bad? I can't say.
I would say we could probably say the same thing about some of the innovations in AI.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is happening there? Is yeah. that going to take us to a good place, or, you know?
Yeah, both. Maybe it's all just the answer is that there is no good or bad, but what we perceive it to be and how we make it is what's important to each of us in living our life in the most gracious way that we can.
I was thinking about that as you were talking earlier about, you know, the person that was rather negative, you know, that, yeah, it's a hard time, you know, trying to flip things positive. And I think about that a lot because I hear that so often. And, I, you know, of course, that's a lot of my conversations with people are things that are difficult for them. That's my work. But mm-hmm. at the same time, it's very interesting to me to try to get people to recognize that how powerful it is when they keep repeating the difficulties. and how beneficial or even different it can feel to flip that to like, okay, this is your complaint, this is your challenge. Well, how can you flip that? What good can you see in that mm-hmm. or around that? Yes, they can be an and. It mm-hmm. isn't a one or the other. Because yes, things can be hard. You can be going through something very difficult like you did with that skiing accident. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you can hold this space of, I'm so grateful that, you know, people are showing up to help care for me. Mm-hmm. I'm so, you know, I'm appreciative of these other pieces that you can hold both at the same time.
Yeah, and I think we can even be grateful for the things, before COVID happened, I was doing a workshop and people were coming and I was like presenting this workshop on designing your life design workshop. And part of the life design workshop was to look at the things that were most difficult, the things that you don't like in life, the things that you don't appreciate, or even the personalities of people that you don't like, oh, a certain person is really a jerk, is really arrogant or egotistical or whatever. And then looking at, well, what is the good of somebody who is arrogant? What does that mean about them that they have that quality of arrogance? It means that they have really highly developed self-esteem, or the opposite of that they're struggling to overcome it, but they have the ability to, like, what are the traits that they have in their arrogance that I may like resent or look down on or feel like I don't like them for it or something, and see something in it that is lighting up something in me that I'm lacking, you know. So I may be lacking the self-confidence that certain people have that shows up in ways that make me perceive them as arrogant, but maybe I need a little bit more self-confident. Mm-hmm. Maybe I need more self-worth. And so I can look at all the ugly things of who they are, how they are, and even the results and consequences that come from certain events, like me my first time I had sex was, I was 5 years old with a neighbor's dad, and it was not my choice. And since then, other times as a young girl where people took advantage of me in that way and hurt me, and sometimes I think, who would I be if that had never happened? And then the gracious part of me thinks, what gift did they give me through their power over me and through what they took from me? What did they leave behind in me that I can be grateful about and that I can move forward with without disempowering myself completely from that experience?
That's a really powerful story. That's a really powerful statement, Tatiana, of how the mirroring and the experiences that we have and what do we do with that. And I was thinking about this on the way over as I was driving over here today, and just even about separating the hurt from the healing. In many ways, we can get so easily caught in the hurt that's where we really get stuck. Mm-hmm. And somehow or other, though, there is healing in all of these hurt areas that can take us to a different place. And I guess, you know, that's something we'll explore a little bit more. But I suppose it's time for a station break.
I guess so.
Uh-huh. So I just like to remind listeners, you're listening to WDRT. This is the show Conversations. My guest today is Tatiana Katara. My name is Kayleen Welsh. I'm your host for this rotating host program. Every Thursday morning, someone is here to have a conversation with someone in the neighborhood or someone around the area. And today we're talking about Thanksgiving and gratitude and what it does for our lives. And we'll explore a little bit more about this Thanksgiving holiday. And of course, we wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving that's listening today. And want to remind the rest of you that there's always a show in the archives afterwards, or it streams on WDRT every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Thanks for listening. Thank you. right, Tatiana, I guess let's come back again to where we were. You know, I guess we were just talking about how we can either get stuck in the pain or the difficulty. And I think that's where people fall into negative, you know, patterns of just perspective and seeing the world. And it is hard to break out of them when we get pretty down low into them. And yet if we can open a perspective a little bit, and I think maybe this is one of the benefits of cultivating that ability to look for the good, mm-hmm. is it does kind of open up the perspective. It opens up the vision to see a bigger picture than just this awfulness of what I'm experiencing.
You know, I was just listening to you talk and thinking about how there are a lot of people who feel hopeless about the future of humanity, and that the only way we're going to get through it is to break it down or have anarchy, or that something's coming, you know, or that there's some biblical thing that's coming and there's signs or whatever it is, and it instills a level of fear in people. And I think that the antidote for fear or for hopelessness is also gratitude, because it's like you can't be in a state, I don't believe that you can be in a state of true gratitude and appreciation and at the same time be in such a disempowered state that there's no hope.
I agree with you completely. I don't believe it's possible to be in that kind of state of clinical deep depression and have a state of gratitude. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that has been interesting to me in my own work around kind of shifting my perspective, because I remember a time in my life where I wasn't able to really see a whole lot of good going on there. I saw a lot of burden. I saw a lot of hardship. I saw a lot of confusion, and I didn't really know how to break out of it. So when I first even started exploring this idea of gratitude, I don't know, it was like difficult. It was like it was so much easier to see what was difficult. That's where my focus was. And I think that there are laws of physics that support some of this. You know, what mm-hmm. we focus on mm-hmm. expands, you know. And I was stuck on a focus over here that I couldn't break. I had a hard time. But as I was able to open it up just a little bit to, like, see some of the good that was going on around me, and that was difficult mm-hmm. at first. I had a hard time even, like, thinking I had anything to be grateful for. But as I started looking, I started finding some things. And that's what's kind of fun about this whole gratitude thing, because I think once you start building it, it starts growing. Mm-hmm. Like once you kind of open that perspective, it takes on a life of its own, and it becomes something that we don't just like consciously have to practice, or we have to, you know, put some attention on. It just comes to us in a different way. It comes out more automatically.
Yeah, it is a practice. I remember for a long time, I would wake up and the very first words that would come into my head were thank you. And I guess I've gotten away from that, but I'd like to get back to it, because it was a conscious practice of, like, when I go to bed, being grateful, thank you for all the beautiful and wonderful things today, the lessons, the people. And I wake up and say thank you, and I think it would put me in, I don't know who I'm thanking, honestly, but I'm grateful, and thanks and gratitude are also, they go together, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting thing there, even as far as I think a lot in terms of vibration and energy, and I think there is something about those types of gratitude practices that keep us in a higher state of consciousness, frequency, however we want to try to talk about that, and so then we are experiencing life differently. And it was almost comical for a while. I mean, I think people got sick of hearing about gratitude, you know, attitude of gratitude, and, you know, keeping a gratitude journal. And, you know, but the reason that it became such a big thing is because it's such a powerful tool.
Yeah.
I just really think it's probably the number one thing that we can do to really, like, shift our life into a bigger picture. It's interesting with clients all the time when we sit down for a session, I always ask them, you know, it's because we're there specifically to focus on some more difficult pieces of their life and experience, feelings, whatever. But at the same time, we need to keep a focus on what's good. And yet mm-hmm. it's so funny to me, because even like, you know, a few sessions in, people are still like, oh, I don't know, nothing really, you know, there's nothing good. And, you know, I want to say, oh, my God, there should be, like, at least, you know, how many things can you name every day? You know, this is the shift that we want to start to make to open up that different perspective.
Well, if it's your job to fix them, then they come there and they have to come, you know, with the problem so that you can help them get over it, right?
Well, I think I'm really glad that they're there to do their own work and I can just kind of guide them along the way. But I think about gratitude and just what a shift it has made in my own life. And I think it leads us to a different place. Yeah. And I'm a big supporter, or I guess I read a lot about frequency and vibration and David Hawkins and his work on consciousness and how it shifts when we can lift ourselves out of some of that heavier emotional places, which feels like, oh, I don't know, it's just so easy to get caught down there in, you know, despair or, you know, hopelessness and, you know, fear. And yet that just kind of keeps us spinning around in a place down there that doesn't really seem to benefit us in any way. And yet, if we can lift that, and gratitude, I think, is a way to lift that. So it actually changes things for people. I think there are actually, you know, benefits that we're seeing in people that are able to cultivate that kind of a mindset. But it's not easy to do.
Yeah.
And particularly when you're in a dire situation. Not easy to do.
You know, I'm an artist, so when I'm drawing, if I wanted to draw like your face and there's the light is coming from behind and it's lighting up the edge of your hair, and then your face might be more in the darkness again. But really, to amplify that light around you, I have to have darkness. I have to have, and if I don't have the darkest pencil, it's not as effective, right? So I think sometimes I think that going down into the depths of darkness and despair for people can help them in the same way that my pain, you know, helped me to appreciate the relief of pain. And, you know, if we wanted to eliminate all the darkness and all the ugliness in the world, how would we know the beauty of it? And how would we really appreciate when we're coming out of it? So it's like, for me, like telling my clients, if they're going down, if you're going to go down the hole and you're going to get depressed, it's like those penny drops that they used to have at the, like you go into a store or a mall or whatever, you put the penny, you drop it, and it circles around and around the edge. But when it gets to the funnel part, it just goes, and it goes right on down really fast. And so for me, like, whether it's skiing or it's doing something, you know, riding the edge of that, of the danger of dropping in, or when you're on the edge of depression or despair or whatever, it's okay, circle the edge of the cup, but don't go over the brink, because it can be a really long way down. And, you know, you can look down there all you want. You can think about it. You can remember what it's like to be down there. But to avoid going down, because it can just be a really long tube.
Yeah. It's interesting to me to think seasonally and kind of how things align, but that we come, you know, out of this, you know, wonderful summer experience, you know, everything bold and bright and busy, and then we come into this fall place where, you know, even with Halloween, you know, it's the temperature starts to change, you know, we feel colder, the darker comes on a little bit, we dive into things like Day of the Dead, and, you know, we spend some time almost like it's kind of nostalgic, and we're storing up for the holiday. So we're coming into this dark time, and we're exploring even things like death, and then we're going into this holiday, and, you know, I don't know, I still think the word holy day in some kind of way of Thanksgiving, like, coming into the dark, and yet this is the place that we're supposed to be spending some time in Thanksgiving. And it does make sense to, like, review the gifts of the year and to take this space and really make it a place where I just take a little bit of time to appreciate the abundance of the harvest. And it was very interesting to me, Tatiana, to do a little bit of research on the history of this event, and who's to say, right, that what's the accurate history. I mean, it's really lovely to think that there was a group of pilgrims and Native Americans that sat down and had this feast together and celebrated, you know, this life. And in some ways, it does sound like that's kind of what really was going down there. But what really happened was this recognition of this difference of cultures and how difficult it was to really reconcile those cultures. And so, but I think the intention was good, and I like that for this idea of Thanksgiving is like, how do we come together to celebrate our diversity? You know, the idea was is they shared culture, like some of their ideas and their stories, and got to know each other and shared foods. And what a great idea. And even when you think about the fact that this holiday was created during the Civil War, you know, trying in an effort to say, you know, how do we unify a divided country? How do we come back to some kind of place of, you know, acceptance of our neighbor and enjoying our communities and celebrating all of our gifts? And so it's just interesting to me to think about, how do we reclaim that? How can we, whatever this actual original story was, you know, how do we come back to a place of celebrating this holiday and really giving it some honor? Because to me, it just feels like it's a blow-off holiday. Mm-hmm. And for many ways, it's people that get together, we have a meal, we watch some football, but we're really almost like planning our shopping for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
We're not even like right. really thinking about Thanksgiving. Yeah. And yet, so I appreciate people that are doing like the community dinners. Mm-hmm. It feels like there is movement where, yeah, I was looking, I don't know, maybe online is where I see most of my information, but just about every community that I know around is having some community dinner. And I think it used to be, or maybe it started from a place of like, well, you know, we're feeding the less fortunate. And yet now it feels more like it is a sense of community. Mm-hmm. It's like, let's get together and celebrate us.
Yeah.
And so the friends, how did we talk about that? Friendsgiving?
Mm.
You know, the mm-hmm. people that are expanding even the definition of family and
yeah.
opening to that diversity. And mm-hmm. How do we learn from each other and share a meal together and celebrate this life that we're creating here on this beautiful, abundant universe?
Oh. You know, I was just thinking, I used to hate Thanksgiving so much because I was expected to go and be with my step, you know, family who, I'm the black sheep. I'm not like any of them. You know, I'm the different one. And it was never comfortable for me. I never really felt welcomed. I never really felt. And then it just was a reminder, I have a few weeks to buy presents for all these little brats that don't care anyway, and they're just going to toss them aside and rip the next one open. And then my kids won't have things because I didn't have the money. And it began the season of ingratitude for me, mm-hmm. where I really resented it. And when I decided to just stop going to these things and I'm not going to do it anymore, because it was the opposite of what the intention was for me, where I would just be on, you know, I'd go home and feel terrible about myself and unwelcomed and uncared about. And I was like, all these gluttonous people who are lying around farting because they ate too much food, and they're sleeping through the game, and they're like this on their recliners, and they never really wanted to get together, but they have to, and they all have the same, like different opinions about politics, and they get in fights, and it brings up old wounds, and you know, it's this family thing that it's like, why can't we just be grateful every day? Why does it have to be the one day where we allegedly do this thing? And why do we have to be so gluttonous about it? Why, you know, and so I was like, if I do Thanksgiving ever again, I want to do, like, feed people at a food bank or, you know, something that is helpful to other people. So, like, last year I went through my cupboards and I completely emptied them out, and I put everything on the curb in boxes, mm-hmm. and I put a notice that there's food on my curb. If anybody is hungry, come and get it. And then it was empty. And I was like, oh no, what have I done? It kind of charged my like survivor thing, like, oh no.
I give away everything.
I had to buy all this. But it felt so good too, because I could imagine that these people were like going home and cooking, and maybe if some person took more than their fair share, that hopefully they still have more than one meal to give. And that's okay. It's not my business what they did. But I like a creative, different way.
you know, I'm appreciating your story. Mine is a little bit different, but where I had my shift of I'm not doing Thanksgiving like this anymore. Mm-hmm. It was a Thanksgiving where, you know, I guess my three children were old enough. I mean, they were somewhat young adults at that point or whatever, but I realized how much time I spent preparing, how much time I spent cleaning house, preparing food, having them come in and then, like, you know, like kind of even like trash the place or go sit down somewhere. And I mean, even after the meal, it's like this rush to eat the meal so that we can go watch the football game. And then I'm out there doing the dishes and I'm like, no way. I am not doing this. This is not Thanksgiving. This mm-hmm. Who's thanks for anything here? Mm-hmm. This is not Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it got a little bit funny as we tried to shift that around. I think the next year people were a little bit better at bringing things and, like, contributing because I, you know, made a statement. Mm-hmm. I wasn't doing this anymore. And I think that was the year that my ex brought, you know, he said he would bring potatoes and brought like a bag of potatoes, which is like, okay, well, that's sort of helpful. But anyway, in the long run, you know, it started to shift into a place that we came together to celebrate mm-hmm. Being a family, you know, yeah. spending some time together. And, you know, how do we do that and really take the time to appreciate each other rather than just like rush through some, you know, crazy expectation of food and presentation and all of these things. And so, I mean, anything that we can do to build our gratitude practices yeah. seem like they make a lot of good sense. So, you know, you said that you used to kind of do this thing morning and night. Do you have anything that you, you know, think of now or other things that kind of helped you build or cultivate your ability to see the grateful, the good in even that difficult ski accident experience?
I'm going to say what comes to my mind, which is kind of funny and really sort of not really off topic, but I take parasite medicine when I'm feeling like if I feel like my thoughts are not my own anymore, I'm feeling angry or I'm dwelling on things or I'm craving sugar or, you know, I think there's a physical level to it, or I look at my what have I been eating and I try and clean it back up again right away, you know, and eat healthy, good, living, live foods, you know.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
And then if I, you know, if I'm off for a few days, I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with me. Well, I've been eating a bunch of bread or pizza or just junk stuff. There's really a big factor to the physicality of it also. And the thanks and gratitude to our own body by treating it with graciousness and respect and love and gratitude. And even like as a hypnotherapist, I learned about parts therapy. I'm sure you did too. And, you know, where you're like having a communication with your different parts, like my leg when it was broken, like, oh my gosh, you're doing such a good job, you know, getting the blood to where it needs to go and fixing the nerve endings. And, you know, I literally would thank my leg for such a great job. And then I started thanking all the other parts and thinking about the living parts of me. All of the cells in my body are alive. And do they have consciousness or not? I don't know, but they seem to be doing their job. You know, they seem to know what they're doing to keep me intact as a human being and functioning and keeping up with my demands as a human just to even be here right now. So I communicate with them as like people communicate with whatever they consider their God or higher power to be, where I'm speaking back to the cells of the body that I am, that they make me into. You know, they're a big part of me being here, right?
Yeah.
Couldn't do it without them.
Well, and I think that touches into just the whole idea of holistic, that we are this complex and complicated being of physicality. There's, you know, mentality, there's emotionality, and there's spirituality. And whatever all of that really means or where the lines are, I don't think they're that clearly defined, but they do impact others. So I think your example of Like, I have a hard time feeling gratitude or feeling good about life if I'm, like, not taking care of my body, mm-hmm. if I'm not eating right, or if I'm not taking care of myself. And personally, I believe that self-care is really, like, the core to everything. Mm-hmm. We really have to kind of get in touch with who we are and what we need and how we function best and live that as best as we're able. So, I mean, that's a great gratitude practice. Mm-hmm. So I've got another game, like maybe we could play a little bit. Okay. We could try, but maybe we should take a station break first. Okay. And we'll come back to that for a little bit of Thanksgiving game playing. And I guess I'm hoping too that like our conversation can stimulate for some people some ideas on how they can shift this holiday mm-hmm. Into something that works a little better for them, or that follows, that aligns us up a little bit more with this idea of gratitude and appreciation. So
beautiful.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot for listening to WDRT. This is Conversations, and my name is Kayleen Welsh. We're here today talking about Thanksgiving, gratitude, appreciation, and the mindsets and our culture. So there's a lot that we're talking about. Tatiana, Katara, and I are having this conversation today, and we're pleased that you're here to listen. We're going to play a little bit of game here to get us in the Thanksgiving spirit. So stick around, and we're glad you're here today.
I didn't know we were going to play a game. Was that in my notes?
It was in your notes.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh.
I'm really grateful
I didn't read it. Well, we'll just see where this goes a little bit, because I've never played a game online before. But when I used to do intensive in-home counseling, we would go and work with families. And a lot of times there were younger or even middle-aged children, essentially. But it come to this time of year, I always thought it was important. Again, they were dealing with a lot of really hard issues. To help them develop that ability to see the good in their life, or to find some good things to hold on to. So this time of year, I would bring out a sheet that called, something about my gratitude list A to Z.
Ooh.
And it was always interesting because, of course, there's a letter for each, mm-hmm. Letter of the alphabet, and a blank. And each time, we'd start, I'd pull out the sheet and they're like, oh, I don't know. I don't have anything. I don't really know. And you're like, well, let's just think about this for a second. What is something that you're grateful for? What did you get, something that you really like? And it was interesting to me because then they would come up with something. And then somebody else would say something, and it was like the pump got primed. And then all of a sudden, you're writing down so many words, you can't hardly keep up with mm-hmm. everything that they're coming up with.
Nice.
And what I liked about it is because it was also like, you can't just give it lip service. Can't just say, oh, I love my dog. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, are you really feeling that? Why do you love your dog? What is that about your dog that you're grateful for? So anyway, I just thought A to Z, Tatiana.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
We could play with this a little bit and see, maybe we'll get all the letters, maybe we won't. But, we could approach this from a number of different ways, of course. We could do chronological or alphabetical order and, or we could just kind of say, hey, Tatiana, let's tune in to what are we grateful for? I mean, seriously, mm-hmm. Take a deep breath even and, think into heart space and, boy, when I think about my life, what am I grateful for? What are the pieces that I am really, so glad that I have?
Yeah.
So, anything come to mind? Where does it start?
Well, A is for apple, and I'm grateful for I'm grateful for apples, but, I'm grateful for food and nourishment and the trucks that bring them to us and the all the people that pack the apples and clean them and pick them and all. I mean, the apple just represents the nourishment that I get to have when I go to the store and it's available and all that it took for that to happen.
Yeah, no,
it's
I love
amazing.
That. I love that answer because, of course, A is for apple. A mm-hmm. is for apple. And
yeah.
It's like, where do we go from there? But that's so many pieces that connect like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the first thing that popped into my mind, electricity. I'm so grateful for electricity.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what I would do without it. I mean, I like lights. I like, the heat. I like, having a refrigerator where I can store food and it stays healthy or stays there good for me. I used to have a real hard time, again, with positivity at all or seeing mm-hmm. good, because I felt like I had no money and everything was mm-hmm. always hard. So somebody mentioned to me once about how I would pay bills and like kind of freak out, you know, it's like, yeah. I don't even like this job. It's like, yeah. don't even talk to me. And somebody said, well, why don't you just start thinking about like, is at least one of those bills can you write thank you on? Mm-hmm. And electricity was the one that came to mind for me, because I really did value it. I couldn't imagine life without yeah. it. It's like, okay, I'm willing to pay for electricity. I'm grateful. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, and that just kind of started to shift things for me a little bit. So, got anything else that comes up?
Well, I've had my electricity shut off, and I was grateful that it did get shut off, because it made me appreciate it and get out of my, why do we have to even pay for this anyway? We should all have the ability to have things, you know, or something, some kind of entitlement it took me mm-hmm. out of, or my anger at the power companies, and that they can just turn us off. But, you know, that was then.
Uh-huh. So would that fit on the S category?
It's still under electricity.
Okay, gotcha.
But I'm super grateful for it related to electricity, for the ability to take a hot bath and just to turn a handle and have hot water come out. Like, we don't have to go find a source of water and then fill some bladder of a goat that we somehow tied shut in its stomach, and we can carry it to a place and dump it into another thing that we can make a fire. And like, we just fill up the basin in our own house and look out the window and take a bath.
Yeah. Well, and that takes us right to water. I mean, yeah. seriously, mm-hmm. I mean, water overall, thank yeah. goodness for water on yeah. so many levels. I used to, like, not really drink water. I used to drink a lot of soda. And now it's like, I can't imagine not having water. It's just so, it's not only water to drink to keep hydrated, but water to float in and swim in. And I think about even water and emotion. I mean, it's flow. So many things. So water. I got to put water on the list.
I'm grateful for the coffee that makes my water taste better and worse at the same time.
Yeah, and I will have to put a little cream in my coffee. I was thinking about that earlier, too. I like my coffee the way it is. You know, I have a little coffee with my cream. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, you know, I know we already filled in A and F, but I'm kind of into fresh air.
Oh, I'm into friends.
Okay. Yeah, I see, this fresh is what happens.
Friends.
Fresh friends. Fresh friends, fresh air. Air overall. I mean, seriously, mm-hmm. we'd have nowhere if we don't have air. And like, even like this summer when we had like the fires, and again, people are out, it's harder to go outside.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so much like, oh God, we got to take care of this, you know, stuff, mm-hmm. you guys. You know, we got to appreciate it and like figure out how to like, you know, get the best quality that we can here. Mm-hmm. So,
and the ability to even breathe. Like, I remember when I had a blood clot, I had 3 blood clots in my lungs after my surgeries, and I noticed it because I could only breathe so far, and then it would catch and stop, and I couldn't really breathe all the way. So I'm really grateful for my body. That would be B.
I put breath down there already, too. So breath mm-hmm. and body, because, yeah, without breath, we're nothing either. But when you have a situation where you have a harder time breathing, I mean, when that opens up again, boy, talk about the appreciation that mm-hmm. comes. It's like, oh, my gosh, thank you. I can breathe again. And these things that we, again, just take for granted, you know, I guess the word that was going to come was miracles. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really are many miracles that are happening all around us all the time, but we don't really pay any attention. So I'm grateful, I'll say, for the miracle that is my body and the way that it knows how to function.
Yeah. Just to give you a little visual, she's sitting here with her notebook, A to Z, and she's writing each one in. Mm-hmm. She's serious about this, even though we're not in order. So,
no.
Yeah, I appreciate your organization.
Well, I do think of it, for me even, it's priming the pump, because it's so mm-hmm. easy, even like when it is dark and gray, or as it's getting colder, or I just have a lot of things. We all have things going on in our life, you know, people that are struggling in some ways, my own struggles in some ways. And it's just so easy to like, I don't know, get caught in that. And I think it's just really valuable to try to like think about, well, what do I really, really value? And yeah, we may not get all of these done. Like, I'm not quite sure where we would go with you.
I think we're halfway through looking at the pretty good looking list right there.
All right.
I'm going to go to S for spirituality, whatever that means. And, you know, whatever it means to everyone, they all have their own right to it. But I think there is something essential and beautiful about connecting to a source or to believing in that which is outside of ourselves that we can gain wisdom from.
I think that is very true. Again, it's a concept that we don't really know how to always conceptualize, and it can be a tricky one to have conversation around because people can be charged around certain words or ideas, or and yet somehow, that's again, if we can open to the bigger perspective, I mean, accept some diversity and like explore ideas. It's really interesting when you study religions and recognize the commonalities. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many commonalities, and isn't that a bigger story?
Yeah.
And maybe that's even this Thanksgiving thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe there is a bigger story. Maybe there is a reason why we go from into the darkness and through a point of gratitude. I mean, the idea in metaphysical studies is that this gratitude place really is what opens up our heart so that we are now then prepared to receive, and you know, again, languaging, mm-hmm. Christ energy or the influx of the love that comes mm-hmm. with solstice and the holy nights and the Christmas season. And so is there a bigger picture mm-hmm. that we really don't even understand? But that's, to me, what the word spirituality is that bigger picture.
And can L stand for love, among other things?
I think it certainly can. Yeah, it's kind of the
and
big one,
isn't
it?
Follow it with light, because I'm kind of a bit of a hippie.
Oh, and I'm going
to
throw...
Even though you don't have to be a hippie to believe in love and light, right?
No, and I have to throw laughter on
it.
Because
live, love, laugh.
Yeah, I know. You got to laugh. Laugh is so important, and laugh is one of the best things that we can do. It's kind of like gratitude. Mm-hmm. It kind of lifts us up into that place of joy. And I guess I started talking at one point a little bit about David Hawkins, mm-hmm. but that's, you know, what he says is like when we lift up into that joy place, that's when we're lifting into healing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's gratitude that takes us there.
And healing is H. Did we get that one? That's a good one.
Well, we got hot water, but we got okay.
That health. Is healing though.
It is. Uh-huh. All right. Well, let's see.
I'm really grateful for my feet.
I
don't know. That just came to mind because they're kind of cold. They're naked in this studio right now. I should have worn socks, but I'm grateful for them.
Well, and thank you for mentioning the body part because I have to say knee. You know, I just got a new knee.
Oh, you did?
You know, this in September, I got a new knee. And it's kind of amazing. I mean, maybe that's another word to fit, but I mean, as much as I struggle sometimes with the medical system, I really was grateful for great care.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that there is maybe technology, but you know, that allowed me to have my body repaired in a way that makes it easier for me to be mobile.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would have wanted to take my knee home. Like, can I have the old knee and let my dog play with chew it? Or
I didn't go there. No, I didn't go there. In fact, I they gave me pictures, and I think they've been quickly into the trash.
They gave you pictures?
Yeah, they gave me pictures of my old knee and pictures of my new knee.
Amazing.
Yeah, no, I didn't find it all that intriguing.
No, probably not.
although, let's see, we already got a P for people, but I am also appreciative of photographs.
Oh, me too.
You know, and I guess up here, art.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, really the color. Oh, we have C's. We're missing some new letters we got to fill in, but all these are wonderful things to think about.
W is for wonderful and weirdness, which obviously I am because you can tell that I want my dog to play with my knee. And I don't even have a dog.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I used to, but she was probably smaller than my knee.
Oh, okay. Well, and I could probably, since we have D blank, we could probably put in a dog.
Because we could.
A lot of people really are appreciative of their dog. I don't really have one, but I have, you know, family members that have dogs that are very lovely. And I know that animals are like one of the greatest mm-hmm. things to lead us to unconditional love.
Yeah.
I mean, so thank you. Yeah. Thank you for
and
our
nature.
Dogs.
And for nature.
And, oh, boy, that's a big one.
Yeah.
I guess kind of along with that fills in our O if we go to ocean.
Yes.
I really love the ocean.
We have to speed it up because look at it. We're running out of time. We have like 5 minutes.
Uh-oh. Okay.
J is for juice and joy. Juice. And
joy. Oh, yeah, juice. Yeah, you're good. Okay. All right. I'll take it. I mean, you know, and this is silly, but yeah, now we're getting like kind of... I do appreciate ice cubes.
Oh, ice cubes are good.
Or ice cream.
Yeah, ice cream.
There's something about that.
Integrity.
That's
important to me.
That's better. That's.
Can we go to truth? That's on there under T. Maybe we filled that in already.
Well,
truth.
I think you see what happens. This is what happens. I mean, it is something that we should value and that we really need to value in people and encourage. You know, I mean, just to really say, I really appreciate your authenticity. You know, I really appreciate, you know, what you do, because I think that's part of the gratitude thing, too, is like telling other people.
Yeah.
We don't do that often enough. We're really kind of stingy with our compliments. We're really much easier at, like, telling people when they've done something we don't like.
Yeah, that's true.
So I guess I'd like to think that we can be a little better at that.
I'm going
to
save the Y for you, then. Y-O-U-U.
Oh, you.
You.
Okay, you too.
What do we have? Q, R?
Yeah.
Quiet. I like the quiet.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm also going to say I like quantum physics.
Ooh, me too.
I don't really understand it all, but it's just opening up the world in a whole new way. And I have to put the sun on S, too.
Oh, yes. What are you going to do for R? Because we're running out of time.
Okay, well, we got time. Well, either we'll fill them or we won't.
R for the race.
Yeah.
R for reason, reasoning, relations, reality.
Relationships, probably.
Yeah.
That kind of covers a big territory. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I'm always grateful for them. Sometimes I get like, you know, I don't know that I really like people. Oh. But no, I'm, you know, that's just, again.
Well, I'm glad I'm here then.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do we have? U, V, W,
G, P, U, V, X, and of course the great final Z.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you know, I guess the word that comes to me, and I don't know, I mean, I guess we are running out of time, but we could finish this with something else. But I do like the idea of zeal.
Yeah, me too.
You know, just like something with some zim and some zip.
But what about X?
Well, I think we might have to be creative.
I'm grateful
there.
For my ex-husband. He is amazing, even though, you know, technically there's an E there, but. I'm grateful for my ex-relations.
And I will say that I will be grateful for, I'm going to just say examples, because you alluded to this before, but my dad used to say that, you know, there's value, everyone has value. Everybody has something that we need to appreciate in them, even if it's to be a good example of a bad example.
Mm-hmm.
And so really, like, there we go. You know, we got examples. Well, that's easy.
The universe?
Exactly. That's just
right. And underwear, even though I don't always wear them if I have, like, a skirt on and the breeze is blowing. But
universe was, just as you were saying it, that's what I was starting to write.
How about visions for V? Visionary, visionary art.
It is so important to be able to envision a future and to hold. I mean, because I guess I want to go back to that idea of that early Thanksgiving. If the whole idea was to like promote unity and accept diversity and learn from each other and share cultures, you know, I mean, that would be a really lovely thing.
Okay,
to go
last
back
one
to.
Is G. Sorry, I'm cutting you off.
Yeah,
I'm,
you are.
I'm the timekeeper.
Like
I'm engineering this show.
Okay, all right. Well,
G.
I think we did pretty good.
Gratitude.
If we're just on to G.
G for gratitude.
Oh, well, that seems to be just like kind of synchronistic,
right?
But that's the last spot to fill in.
Either that or gee whiz. Gee whiz, we're at the end.
Gee whiz.
Thanks for having me
on
the show.
It feels like having gratitude is a really good thing, you know, and you kind of like alluded to, we're good. We're going to wrap up. Thank you, Tatiana,
thank you.
For taking the time to come in and share, play this game with me and have this conversation. Do you have any closing thoughts as we wrap things up?
No, I'm just really grateful to be here, and thank you for the time and for thinking about me.
Yeah, no, it's good. And I will close because you started with this story earlier of the guy that went off to the army, and we didn't really have that
But
this is words from Buddha.
Okay.
Okay, Buddha said, "Let us rise up and be thankful, for if we didn't learn a lot today, at least we learned a little. And if we didn't learn a little, at least we didn't get sick. And if we got sick, at least we didn't die. So let us all be thankful. Oh. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone. You know, do what you can to like really engage in this idea of gratitude. And let's see what we can do as a community, individuals in a community, to promote acceptance and diversity around our table, whoever gathers there with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.